Okay.
Hello, I'm David White, Minister for Manufacturing and Industry Development in the State Government of Victoria, and with the department, one of the major sponsors for this exposition.
Welcome to the Space Show, David.
Thank you, Andrew.
Most people think of space, and aerospace in particular, as being fairly remote from their lives, especially from Australia and Victoria. It's something that happens overseas. What can you tell us about the state of the industry here in Victoria?
We have an excellent aerospace industry in Victoria because we have the Astor, which is located at Fisherman's Bend and has recently taken out a 99-year lease at Avalon and entered into a contract with British Airways, which will generate 600 jobs over the next 18 months. We also have significant presence of the RAAF and a significant and important role that RMIT plays in training young people to be equipped with skills that will assist them in taking on a future in aerospace. We are saying that in the 1990s there will be a 10% growth in the Pacific Basin in the aerospace industry, and we hope that the unrealised potential of Victoria as the centre of aerospace activities in this country will be recognised and that we will become the hub of this part of the Pacific Basin.
And what moves are the government specifically taking to foster that?
Well, we're supporting the exposition in Congress here today, which is a first. We're also supporting Astor in their activities to seek out partners in joint ventures for, firstly, maintenance work, then assembly and then construction activity. We will also follow that up with direct financial assistance for training purposes based on the skills that we have at RMIT in a similar way that we have done with Amicon and the major frigates bid.
The federal government often gets criticised in the space industry for a lack of action in specific space projects. The funding has been fairly steady at about $5 million a year to the Space Office. Is there any role that the state government can play towards fostering a space industry in Australia, in particular to attracting it here to Victoria?
Well, I think the most important recent initiative came out of the Collaborative Research Centres, and as a result of that initiative, we have seen the establishment of the Aerospace Structures Research Centre, which has attracted $12.7 million funding over a seven-year period. And that involves the RMIT, Astor, Hawke de Havilland and the Universities of Sydney and New South Wales, who will form the basis of that research centre. And that will be a significant Commonwealth commitment, and it will be matched up in future with commitments from the state government.
And how many people would that be likely to employ ultimately?
Well, it will employ a number of people based on the submission that they made to Canberra, but more importantly, it will provide a commercial focus for their research activity. Of course, as I indicated earlier, the Astor British Airways example will produce 600 jobs. What we hope will occur out of the Aerospace Structures Research Centre is that it will attract similar ventures to the British Airways Astor one, which in turn will get further state and federal government support. To give you an example, the $4.2 billion Amicon frigates bid, which means that Amicon will be spending $1 million a day over the next 15 years, has also been matched by a $7 million grant from the state government for training purposes. Now, the purpose of the Aerospace Structures Research Centre is to lead research and development with a commercial orientation that produces contract work and realises the potential of Astor and Avalon, and will be matched by state government funding.
Is the government doing anything to promote an understanding of an enthusiasm for space and aerospace in general in the education sector?
It's clear that we could and should be doing more in that area. And what we intend to do during the course of 1991 is develop some proposals related directly to demonstrate to young people why there is a future in manufacturing, why it should be seen as a clean industry rather than a dirty industry, and why it should be seen as one with a long-term career path in which, at whatever level you start, you can look forward to a career path. Now, until we had secured some initiatives at Avalon, such as the British Aerospace Aster one, there was a credibility problem in saying to young people that there was a major lifetime career prospect ahead of them. Now that we have secured such proposals, I look forward to introducing, firstly via my department with the Department of Labour, some programs which demonstrate why young people at 15 and 16 should be thinking about aerospace, and secondly, following that up with some specific initiatives within education.
Well, thank you for joining us today on The Space Show.
I'm delighted, Andrew, and good luck to you.